Welcome, welcome to Raise Your Glass, Celebrate, Innovate, and Radiate, our third annual celebration, recalibration, and training class. Today we'll continue the discussion that we started in our last class, and it was about the two most mistaken confidence and success methods that women make, knowingly or unknowingly, usually unknowingly, and how to break these habits and create an amazing result in the new year or in any part of our year of our life. We're about going forward. So first of all, before we get into all of that discussion and training, let me just introduce myself. I'm Teresa Salhi, the founder of Empower the Dream, and where I offer exceptional resources and life transformational coaching for women and even a few special men, but transformations that can take women or take you from feeling lost, unfulfilled, and stuck in paralysis or not knowing which direction to go next, but rather into thriving and living on purpose and living with passion and focusing on that purpose of your life, the one that you're meant to make a difference in, with clarity, with confidence, and a newfound commitment to yourself. So maybe you were here last year, maybe you were here in our last class, and maybe you're here for the first time. It's all good. I'm honored to have you here right now. So let's just take a couple moments here at the very beginning and to just get centered, to let go of all the busy external life. You know, we tend to do so much, and we've got so much on our plate, and we often worry about what to do next, that we really take time for ourselves. But you're doing that right now. So let's just really honor that and get really present. And to allow that feeling of what to do, where to go next, this to-do list, to let it go. And to just, you know, softly close your eyes. Just begin to breathe down into your body, to let your shoulders relax. You're coming down into yourself. And as you breathe, slow, deep breaths, let that energy come down into your body and maybe put one hand over your heart and one hand over your belly. Just soften yourself, slow yourself down, feel your energy drop to a nice, comfortable, intentional breath. And allow your energy to come down from your headspace, but down, 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 and maybe down into the center of your body, your heart, the center of your womb space. That's really your power source, the center of your body. That's your knowing. That's your place of peace. That's where your confidence resides. And we allow ourselves to always be up in our headspace and going and thinking and worrying and doing and all of that, figuring out. We don't take time to really connect with them. So that's what we're doing right now. We're taking a moment to pause, to get centered, and to be with ourselves, and to be with all the other women here on the call. Maybe we don't see each other, but we know we do have this common thread. We may look different, have different goals and dreams in different places that we live and things that we aspire to. But there is this common thread that we want to be of value in our life, in our homes, in the community, and in the world. We want to experience love. We want to feel love. We want to feel on purpose, and to feel happy and compassionate. And to give of ourselves in the right way and to allow ourselves to receive and to support each other. So that's what we're doing here, to really support each other energetically. So as you breathe down and become more and more calm and present, that energy comes down through your body and let it go down through your legs and down into Mother Earth. Allow Mother Earth to hold on to you and to give you strength, so that you feel like you can stand up taller. And that energy comes back up from Mother Earth back up through your body, back up through your womb space, your center, your heart, and rises up out through the crown, the top of your head, and out into the universe, where you're feeling more connected and more grounded. Okay, awesome. All right, you can open your eyes and come back to the present moment. So, now on our last class, we started with celebrations, and we're going to do that now. But let me just give you a quick recap. So, you know, we come to the end of the year, and sometimes we come all running excited and feeling good. And yet often we come feeling like, oh, my God, the year's over already, and we just end it with all this anxiety and rush, and trying to do so much. And maybe feeling like, oh, my God, I didn't do everything I wanted to do, and now it's time to set New Year's resolutions if you do that. And I didn't even finish the ones I did last year. I didn't really do half the things I wanted to do. I feel like I was a failure. I didn't do enough. I just feel, like, exhausted all the time, and I don't really even know what I did. But the truth of it is, and this is what we discussed in our last call, and you can listen to that recording too, but we actually accomplished much more than we're probably giving our credit, ourselves credit for. So my invitation to you and your homework was to work on a list of accomplishments that you created, that you really did do. Look over the past year, each month, and put down some things that you really did get done, not with judging how big or small, or even if you completed it, but that you started it, things that you might have said no to, that you needed to say no to for a long time, things that you said yes to that you wanted to say yes to for a long time, things that you moved forward on, accomplishments of making new connections, starting new careers, giving yourself more self-love and care and nourishment and the right type of nourishment, and moving your body, and maybe setting aside time to try new things or go on an adventure to travel, or all of these things that we do that we somehow seem to discount, and because perhaps there's something still lingering that we wanted to do, that's okay. This is about celebrating what you have done and not end this year with, oh, my God, I didn't do enough, but to give yourself credit, much-deserved credit. So I hope you started that list, and maybe you're still working on it, and it's all good. Continue to work on that. Continue to notice what you actually accomplished, and let yourself feel good about what you have done. And what we're going to celebrate and give recognition to in this class is about those things that we accomplished, right? They took certain qualities and certain traits to actually get them done. And so if you're still compiling that list, okay, but you can start to notice and the qualities that you had. So if you look over those things that you completed, that you got done, that you started, that you changed, that what quality did you have to possess? Did you embody that got you there, that started that process? Maybe it's a quality that is a natural quality of yours, and you know what it is, and it's your go-to, and you recognize it. But oftentimes we have these qualities that we don't recognize, or we don't even give ourselves credit for, because we're maybe comparing it to something that we feel like we don't have, or something that we want to work on. You know, the qualities that... And you can add to this the qualities like integrity, being disciplined, being optimistic, being supportive, being respectful. These are qualities that you could be demonstrating out into the world and in your career, in your work, in your workplace, in your home. Leadership qualities, joy, being joyful. Always having a positive attitude, being compassionate to others, and looking at the high side instead of the low side. Having confidence, having discipline in yourself and showing discipline in others, showing focus, showing determination, being really honest and speaking your truth, things like that. What are some of the qualities or traits that you embrace, that you let yourself step into, that you know that you have these? What are those? Recognize those and celebrate those. Maybe there's some that you want more of, that you want to take forward and practice more. Is it being calm and peaceful? Is it being well-spoken and being a better communicator? Are you a good communicator? What are the qualities that you have that you want to embody more? Write them down. Make a list. Circle the ones that are, yes, I've got it. I've got it. I own that. And then check mark the ones that you want to, okay, I'm going to work on that even more. I demonstrated that once or twice. And, yeah, let me continue to work on that to really make it something that is part of me, part of my description. It's these qualities that will take us forward, that will help us to move forward into the next year, to gain more momentum in our life. And you can even look at qualities of others that you admire, women that you admire, of leaders, of people in your workplace, of people in your business, of in the family, of your friends or family. What are some qualities that sometimes we look at it and we might feel jealous of it? But transform that into, yes, that's an awesome quality. I want more of that, and all I need to do is practice it. So what are some of those? Be inspired by others. And as you embody more of these, as you practice more of these, and as you continue to recognize more of your own, you will be inspiring to others. They will see you as a leader. They will see you as a woman of integrity and great leadership qualities, of showing compassion, of being more optimistic instead of pessimistic. So this is really your opportunity to celebrate what you have and to celebrate more of that you're going to practice on the ones that you inspire, that you are inspired by others. Okay? So that's your celebration point. And we're going to innovate that by moving that forward into the new year. Not only are we celebrating all of our accomplishments and innovating those into carrying them forward, to expanding on those, but also of our qualities. Okay. So now let's get into the second half of our training, the training that's about the success or confidence sabotagers, the things that we might be doing that we're not always recognizing that we're doing, that we're maybe it's habitual. We don't notice it. We don't know why it's happening. But somehow we feel like things aren't going forward. I don't feel quite as good as I should. I don't feel like I'm having the success I should. So maybe there are some things to look at that we're self-sabotaging ourselves on. And the last training we talked about what we're tolerating. What we're tolerating that is not moving us forward. We feel this heavy energy that's just pushing us down. You know, maybe we're tolerating, and you can listen to the recording as we went deeper into it, but maybe you're tolerating behaviors from yourself or from others. Maybe you're tolerating not taking that step forward, not applying for that job. Maybe you're tolerating just being status quo and not being happy and thinking that this is just all life has to offer instead of trying some new adventure or to putting some new activities into your life or from going there or saying yes or saying no. What are you tolerating that's keeping you back? Listen to the recording if you haven't already or go back to the list you started. But as you make the list of what you're tolerating and you start working on those one by one, chunking them down, addressing them, and choosing a new decision on it, you will see life unfold. You will see that weight begin to lift. You will see different things show up. You will feel better about yourself. You will gain more confidence. You will see success coming to you in little ways. So just be open to that experience. Be open to letting go of what you're tolerating that is not serving you. You don't have to tolerate behaviors in others. You don't have to tolerate that behavior in yourself that you know isn't your high vibrational womanly self, the one that you want to be more of, the one that is in you, that you, it just become a habit to, I don't know, talk down or to belittle yourself or to think that you can't do it. How can you transform that? Go back to that list. That was your homework from the last call, our last training. And so today we will discuss in this training another, the second way that women tend to sabotage unintentionally often their success or confidence. And that is around giving our power away. We have this natural power within ourselves that we sometimes don't recognize or we don't give to ourselves in a forward momentum, but we just end up giving it all away in a variety of different ways. And so let me share a couple of examples of that with you, and I'm sure that you will come up with other ways that you see it might be happening for you and in your life. So that would look something like being in the waiting game. Do you ever feel like you're just waiting? I don't know, I'm just waiting for someone to answer my question, for them to show me how, for them to invite me, for them to come over, for them to give me information. I'm just waiting. It's like I'm always just waiting, and I feel like I can't get all of my things done because I have to wait for them, and damn, that's like, you know, it doesn't feel good, does it? So where in your life are you waiting? You know, when we're in this waiting game, it is very limiting, and then it kind of snowballs, and then we end up turning it into a blame. What I couldn't do because I was waiting for that, or I was waiting for this, and then we allow ourselves to stay stuck or not get things done. And then we blame them when the truth of it is there's something that we probably could have done. Yeah, there's times we might need to wait for something, you know, we don't always have control. But I would venture to say that most of the time we have more control than we're recognizing. Is there another path we could take? Is there something else we could do in the meantime? Or are we just allowing ourselves an excuse to wait, because it's fearful to go forward, to do that, to whatever. Or kind of like, maybe we don't really want to, so we play the waiting game. But the truth of it is, it's this energy around us that's holding us back and it's giving our power away. Where in your life are you in the waiting game? Someone recently, a woman I was working with recently said that she couldn't finish her resume because she was waiting for information from a friend of a friend that was supposed to give her some information about an opportunity. And she was waiting for it, and she like couldn't finish sending that off. But the truth of it is, there's other ways that she could have got that information that we explored. And it shifted her mentality to realize, well, that's right. I don't have to wait. I'm allowing myself to feel stuck. But, yeah, so think about it like that. Think of how can you get what you need? How can you take the action? How can you move forward right now? How can you go ahead and plan the bit even if you don't know if they're coming or if they're going to help you? What can you do right now? Okay? Another way that we give our power away is we give more of it to others than we give to ourselves. We're giving, giving, giving. We're spending all of our time helping, supporting, doing, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that at all. It comes natural for us to be givers. But we also need to allow ourselves to be receivers of this power, this time, this energy for ourselves. Instead of giving all of our energy, time, space, knowledge, everything, and that's in the day, there's nothing left to give ourselves, so that we're not moving ourselves forward. We're not working on our goals and dreams. We're not taking action. We're not fulfilling what we want to do. So then we get back to that excuse that I don't have time. So we've given our power away. We didn't have to. We could put different boundaries around it. We could find time in the nooks and crannies of our day. We could consciously make that part of our day. Like, this part of my day is just about me. The morning time is what I do. It's just about me. It's about focusing on my journaling, on my meditation, on my exercise, and just self-care for Teresa. I call these the feminine rituals. But then when I take care of me, when I feel like I've got to work out and I got to nourish myself and I took time to realize, you know, here's what I want to accomplish today. Here's what I've got going on. Here's where my focus is. Whew, okay, I got some organization planned. I feel better. Then I actually have more to even give, and I don't feel so resentful at the end of the day. And I've given to myself. I set boundaries around it. I've got this much to give to you, because I've given this much to me first. Don't give your power away just to others. Give your power to yourself also. Another way that women and a lot of us give our power away is through getting sucked into drama. Oh my gosh, drama can come around in unexpected ways. We can allow ourselves to react in ways that we don't want to react. We can allow ourselves to say things we don't want to say. We can allow ourselves to allow others to get us sucked into drama, into their drama. And then before we know it, we feel very depleted. We feel resentful. We feel ashamed sometimes. We wish we wouldn't have done that. When we know there's a better way, when we know that there's a higher level of ourself we could step into, we didn't have to go there. We didn't have to give it that much attention. We didn't have to waste all that time. We didn't have to react that way. We didn't have to let ourselves go down into this negative spiral by allowing drama. How can we transform it? How can we hear them differently with a different perspective, maybe not take it personal? Choosing not to take it personal, but choosing to hear it. How can we raise ourselves up to move past it right now? Address it later. Address it in a way without just being reactive, but proactive. Drama is always going to be there when we allow it to be there. But there's always ways to transform it, to see it in a new way. And so recognize if drama is taking your power away. And what part are you contributing to that? And how can you let that go? Who can you be instead of a drama queen? And it's not that we even do it intentionally. Sometimes it happens and then we look at ourselves later going, oh my God, how did I let that happen? Why did I say that? Why did I do that? But when we start being aware of what triggers it, what makes it happen, we can start looking at ways that we can stop it before it starts or to show up in a different way and not be the trigger for ourselves or for others, or to set the stage beforehand so it doesn't happen. So don't let your power be sucked away by drama taking you down into a negative spiral, but instead transform it and be the high vibrational woman that you are meant to be and that is within you. Another way that we give our power away is by playing small. You know, we play small by saying we don't know how, we don't have the information, we don't have the knowledge, we don't feel like they will like us or want us, or we don't have something in the game that we can play big. We've never done it before. We haven't got that information. We haven't got to that level. We don't have the money. We don't look like that. We keep playing small. And instead of throwing our hat in the ring and stepping into it in a different way and saying, okay, I choose to raise my hand and to share my idea this time. I choose to speak from truth and let my voice be heard. I choose to stand a little taller and go there, walk into the room, to attend the event, to make the phone call, to put myself out there, and to let others hear me and see me, And yeah, it could be scary. It definitely the first time. But doesn't that feel better at least to go for than play small and always feel like maybe a victim or like nobody cares, nobody will help me, I can't do it, put myself down, you know, just play in this one little, small little circle. When we choose to raise our hands, we can go into a bigger circle. We choose to step out of our comfort zone, we step into a bigger circle. We get to learn so much more when we choose to play a little bigger. Doesn't mean you have to know all of how to do it. It means you just make that change. You start somewhere. You choose to play a little bit bigger. You choose to have a different conversation. You choose to speak up. Do you know what I mean? Where are you playing small and giving your power away? We often know what that is, but we tend to keep stuffing it and keep ignoring it and keep walking over it and keep going, well, maybe later when I have more time, maybe next year, maybe, you know, I'll wait until they invite me. You know, invite yourself to the party, right? Another way that we often play small is not knowing what we want. Yeah, sometimes we don't know what we want. But oftentimes we do. We just don't allow ourselves to dive into it a little more. But when we don't know what we want, how can we just transform that right now? Well, we can start to make note of all the things we don't want. Not because we want to give it all the attention, because it's a way that we can start going, well, if I don't want that, then what would I want instead? Okay, well, if I don't want that, what would I want instead? And then before you know it, you have all this list of, here's the things I want, and then it begins to expand. When you start giving an attention, then you go, oh, yeah, and I want this, and I want this, and I want. So here's all the things I want. And then not to let yourself go into, I don't know how, so then therefore I can't have, and then therefore I'm playing small again, and therefore I get sucked into drama, and therefore I'll just be in this waiting game, and therefore I'll just do all this for them until I figure it out. No, you don't have to necessarily know all the how to start with. You just necessarily need to know what it is you want. And then you start focusing on that. Well, what is like something I could do right now to help me move forward with what I want? What is one step I could make? Ask for your inner guidance. Trust your inner guidance. You will get so much truth and wisdom when you get clear on what you want and you be with that. You spend some time with you and focus on that, giving your attention. How do I want to feel? If I had this, how would I feel? And let information come to you. Open your eyes. Listen with your ear a little closer. Listen to yourself. Listen to ideas that get stood up. Maybe you get a phone call. Things will start coming to you. If you don't know what you want, the universe has no way of bringing you answers and helping you. It's all just a mishmash of information and distraction, and you're going everywhere, and it's confusing, and you give your time away, and then you just feel stuck and depleted and overwhelmed at the end of the day. So don't give your power away by not knowing what you want. Start working on that. Make a list. Okay, here's what I don't want. But then cross that off, and then let me focus on what I do want. How do I want to feel? What were some amazing things? If I knew how, you know, don't go there. Not if I know how, but if anything were possible, that's what I mean to say. If anything were possible, what would I have in my life? What would I feel? What would I be? What would I do? Work on that. That's definitely giving yourself power. It's getting back in touch with your natural feminine power. With trusting yourself, excuse me, with the collaboration in new ways, to allowing yourself to be supported and supportive in a different way. It's about bringing things together. It's about trust. It's about moving forward and following your divine guidance. It feels really good. It strengthens your confidence, and it strengthens the success steps that you're putting in place for your future, for your today, for your tomorrow. You inspire others. Others look at you as the leader when they see that you're coming from this place of wisdom, of trust, of knowing, of giving yourself attention. is how we can model for our children. When they see us doing that, then it teaches them a different quality than always pulling us in all different directions, or them coming into their teenage years and not knowing what they want, because we've taught them along the way. We've taught them to be a go-getter, to be trusting in themselves, and to give their own self attention and power and let their dream manifest and get clarity. So maybe this is making sense to you, and I hope that you're making lists and you're looking at this, and maybe you're in a time where you're in transition and you're ready to make changes, or changes are happening you don't know what to do with. And if that's where you feel change is happening and you're ready to do something differently, then I would like you to look at, or I invite you to look at something that might be of interest to you. It's called the Feminine Mastery 6-Week Catapult Program. It's about feminine mastery and success coaching. It's for women who want more. And it's, you know, could be designed around your life, purpose, your relationships. All these things kind of weave in and out, and they all work together. You know, when you do gain clarity on what's truly most important to you, you decide to go for it, and you commit to your desired happiness along the way, well, those crazy ideas and buried dreams, well, they seem to come alive, and they do begin to fall into place. Your confidence soars, and your life transforms to the better. So you can look at this URL. It's on my website. It's empowerthedream.com/catapult. But this is a 6-week transformational program for women that are ready for something more. Maybe you're seeking or in a career change, or maybe you're in the midst of a divorce, or you're single and you're ready to change that. Maybe you're moving, or maybe your health is needing more attention. And those external changes, transitions, affect us internally too. And they, if we're not moving forward, they maybe make us feel a little depressed, or we start self-sabotaging behaviors, these ones about giving our power away or tolerating things that aren't working for us. And we kind of get into this meltdown and don't know what to do. So in this program, you will get support and compassion. You will get it from educated me and the book of life me. And you will get a newfound clarity on what it is you really want and what are the steps, the strategic aligned actions that you can do that really feel right, not just what you think you should do or what others say you should do, but what's really aligned for you and where you're going. That's where we often get stuck. We don't know what to do next, and that's what will create us the most momentum, is doing the right steps next. And then to see transformation, to see results immediately, and to create more momentum. So maybe that's something that, I'm sorry, I just have a little bit of a sore throat. Maybe that something is speaking to you. Maybe you want to move forward. Maybe you're ready to put some co-creation around your desires, your new year, and to put some leverage into your momentum to really make the year end up with some big transformations, some big changes, and no more playing small, right? So if this is something of interest to you, again, you can look at the whole piece of information at empowerthedream.com/catapult. Or maybe it's something that maybe is piquing your interest, but you're just not quite sure. That makes sense too. That's okay. We can talk about it more. You can send me an email at teresa@empowerthedream.com and ask for more information. Ask for a complimentary discovery session. There's really no obligation. It's what I do. It's what I love. I love helping to move women forward, to get clear on what they want. I mean, we're all in this together, and we're all meant to support each other, and we do it in different ways, and this is the way I do it. And so you can find out more about it. You can find out specifically if the Catapult program is for you and how it will help you. And I'll even give you a couple things to take away immediately that you can put into place right now. Again, there's no obligation, but perhaps you'll see that, yeah, this is for you. And then we can talk about how that can move forward and see if it's a fit going into the new year. So now with that said, I want to just recap your homework. So your homework is to recognize your celebration this year around the qualities that you embody, that you know are your core strengths, and to really recognize those. And to notice what ones you might want to strengthen, that you've played into a little bit, that you started to use for those accomplishments that you created. You did that and it really did work. Oh my God, let me recognize that. Let me practice that a little bit more. And to really celebrate the gifts that you have, the strengths that you have, and what it is that these are your characters. This is how the things that you can really recognize and inspire others with. And then you're going to look at the ways that maybe you've been giving your power away. Have you been in the waiting game? Have you given up all your time and energy for others and not so much yourself? And where can you change that? Where can you give yourself more attention? Are you allowing yourself to get sucked into drama? How can you change that? Are you playing small and you're ready to play big? And are you going to allow yourself to get super duper clear on what you want? To where that feeling, that knowing is like, it just pulls you forward. There's no way that it can stop you because you really know at this time and you're choosing to make the steps forward. Perhaps you're choosing to join the Catapult program with me. Perhaps you're choosing to make aligned strategic actions for yourself. It's all good. Just go forward. Stop playing small. Stop giving your power away. Stop tolerating what you don't want. And with that, we're coming very close to the end of our time together. I appreciate you being here. I wish you much success and happiness and all that you desire. Again, this is Teresa Salhi at EmpowerTheDream.com, and my email is Teresa@EmpowerTheDream.com, and I hope to hear from you and to keep working and going forward and putting information together, co-creating out into the world in the new year.